The Orlando Airport.
The Orlando Airport.
The Orlando Airport.
The Orlando Airport. You went to the Orlando Airport.
Yeah, in the same stall. This was the exact stall.
This was the shit that went through your pants? This was the shit that went through your pants?
Yeah, this is the one where I had to leave my underwear. Get on the plane, you know, with a little brown spot and crack it, you know. It ended up being kind of a nostalgic moment, if you know what I mean. 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 If you know what I mean.
The Orlando Airport.
The Orlando Airport.
The Orlando Airport.
The Orlando Airport. Double Pipe Classics.
That's a rare event. Sorry, we worked at the same time.
Air coming out of both ends.
I had the hardest shits I've had in years, okay?
You slept in a shit-filled bedspread?
I did.
Double Pipe Classics.
That's a rare event.
Yeah. There you go, Jeans.
Double Pipe Classics.
Very rare event.
Rare event. Hello. There I am.
It's official. I'm going to St. Loose Tits. This week, Helium. One of the great clubs. It's one of the really great clubs. Are you Helium experience? You've been to Helium?
Not in St. Loose Tits. I'm going to be going to Helium in September, I believe.
Oh, in Fartland.
In Fartland, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a really good chain of clubs. Very happy to be going.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, you can't go wrong, man.
It's the Orlando Airport of comedy clubs.
That's a really good way of putting it. St. Loose Tits, I'll be there this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Please come see me. Then I have a week off, Jeans. Can you believe it?
Oh, my God.
Full week off. And then I go to Timonium, which is just outside of Balls and Whores, Maryland. And I'm doing...
Timonium? Is that what it's called, really?
Yeah.
That's not the joke word?
Timonium?
I've never heard of that place.
Yeah, it's just outside of Baltimore.
Okay. Balls Smellmore.
So much better.
Wow, thank you.
Balls Smellmore, Maryland. I'm doing Magoobies Comedy Club. August 4th, 5th, and 6th. Please come out. I'm doing 5 shows. And the following weekend, come on our bus, Ohio, at the Funny Bone there in,
it's a good one.
In Columbus. So come see me if you're around. I'll be there. Very exciting. The following week, I'm doing my global entry interview at LAX.
Oh,
anybody wants to come,
you gonna sell
to that.
Tickets to that one too?
Yeah, hopefully people will come to
That'd
that.
That'd be great. TSA loves that when you cause a scene. And
oh yeah,
joking.
I had to move a couple dates. I'm still not have not been given permission yet to announce why.
Oh,
so
big announcement on the horizon then.
Yes, but I can tell you that. Jew Dork Titties has been rescheduled. It's only the next month, so it was in September. I had to move it to October. It is now October 27, 28, and 29. And also, another ticket is now on sale, and that is Man Francisco, one of our favorite cities. Mm. I'm doing Cobbs. October 20th through the 22nd. All those tickets are at TomSegura.com. Jeans, what do you got?
I'm going to do one-nighter starting September 27th in Meat Rattle, Washington, at the Tacomania Comedy Club, September 27th. And then September 28th, I'm in Shortland, Oregon, at Helium Comedy Club. That's what I'm doing,
there
Helium.
Yeah.
October 4th, I'm in Fallas, Texas, at Hyenas Comedy Club. October 5th, Pooston,
That's good.
Tejas at the Secret Group.
That's good.
And then October 23rd, that's Indianapolis. Do you know? Is there a good one?
Indianapolis?
Indianapolis? Indianapolis? That's very racially insensitive, Tom.
There's something somebody sent in a while back.
Indianapolis.
It was really good for it, but I don't remember what it was.
No. Anyways, October 23rd.
Indian Apple Tits.
Indian Apple Tits. I like that. At Morty's Comedy Club, October 24th. Cincinnati, Fist and Daddy, Ohio. Submitted by Jeff Lab.
Wow.
Thank you, Jeff. At Go Bananas Comedy Club.
It's crazy in here. There's so many jokes.
Yeah. And I added a local date. I am headlining the Ice House, July 23rd, 8 o'clock show. Get your tickets. All these tickets, the links are on thousandranch.com on my tour page.
Excellent.
Links to your tickets, did you say?
I did.
On tomsegura.com.
Yes. Okay.
And that's it. That's it on my end, guys.
Great.
Oh, July 29th, Can We Take a Joke is coming out, limited release in theaters. And then August 1st, available for download on iTunes. So check
Excellent.
It out.
Excellent.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right. You ready to do this?
Yeah, of course.
You ready to...
Born ready.
Heartache. Here we go.
Do you wanna fart? Can you
wanna
really fart?
Can you really fart?
Fart, 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 fart. Have we sang that song on the show yet?
No, not in a while.
That's just a personal song.
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't shared that with the world yet.
Let's go.
Do you?
Thanks a lot, you idiot. Thanks a lot, Rachel. Thanks a lot. Thanks to you, my charger's not charging on my iPad because it's got used to your iPad instead of mine. It's not charging my iPad and it's all your fault. I hope you're happy because I've told Mom.
You should have been done!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone love into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
This is my second podcast of the day, actually.
I know. You just interviewed your parents.
Yeah, it's big news. Top Dog and Charo were right in here. We did an hour.
Where did she sit? Here?
No, she sat there.
TD got this one?
Yeah, we did some fun shit, man.
Oh, boy.
There's some ridiculous stuff.
So when are we going to get to hear that one?
I don't know, because everything right now, the audio, you know, it's nothing's edited. And I had Maria in here.
OMG.
Yeah, so I got a bunch of stuff.
We had Maria at the house. I should say, I got some quality time with my sister-in-law while you were gone.
Oh my God, seriously?
Yeah.
It was OMG Maria, her baby, and me, and our baby. And it was a whirling dervish.
Seriously.
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 I mean, Your sister was up at 5 a.m. with the kid.
First day. So oh the people know, God. You know, Los Angeles does have a lot of hills, you know. There's hills in different regions of the city. We live in a neighborhood that's built on a hillside, and it is almost entirely at an incline. Like, you pull in the neighborhood, and it's all uphill.
Yeah.
Day one, I get up, and she's been up. She's like,
5 a.m.
Ha.
Yeah.
What's that? And I go, I can tell she's been outside. You know, she's wearing, and she's like, she's got sun and she's sweating. I go, what'd you do? I went on a run. And I go, where'd you run? Just through the neighborhood. And I go, how far did you run? And she goes, 5 miles. I go, you went 5 miles? Like, how did you know? She goes, I downloaded an app and it tells you where to go. And I go, this neighborhood's like all uphill. And she goes, yeah, me and my daughter. She did a stroller run uphill for 5 miles.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. And then she's ready for the day. And then that's when the day
she's
starts.
Like, now she's like, I'm ready for the day.
She's jacked. Yeah. So at one point, I'll just tell you this. I don't even know if I told you the whole story. I wanted to hang some lights in the backyard. Yeah. I bought some lights on Amazon. I wanted a backyard.
We had big plans for these lights.
Yeah. You and I went to the hardware store. We bought like bamboo rods to try to hang, you know, like those European restaurant lights. So I figured to keep your sister occupied because I don't like doing stuff.
Right.
Okay. And I knew it already when we were alone. What are we going to do today?
I was kind of wondering what happened to the lights.
So I figure I'm going to keep Maria occupied and I'm going to make it her project to hang up the lights.
Yeah.
And I'll just kind of chill out with Ellis and, you know, watch the chaos unfold.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the chaos unfolded. Your sister is like, okay, where can we plug these in? And then she found one outlet and then, you know, out comes the wiring. And then I go, we need to dig holes to put the bamboo sticks in the grass. I go, we don't have a shovel. I don't know how we're going to do this. It's okay. I'll go get a spoon. She goes into our kitchen.
No, she's the one that thought of that.
She thought of that.
Of course.
Got a spoon and then one of our nice cooking knives. She pulls it out of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And before I know it, she's already digging with a nice kitchen knife and a spoon. And I go, Maria, I think we got to abort this mission.
Yeah.
Something tells me this is not the right way to do this. I go, let's just abort. Are you sure? Because I think I can figure this out. I can do this. I'm like, no. You can't do that. Then she goes, why don't I just climb up these trees and climb up the trees and I'll put them in the trees. I'll just climb up the trees. And I go, what? And she goes, I climb trees every day. It's fine. It's fine. I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe not this time.
No, it's crazy.
Do you have a ladder? I go, forget it.
No, it's crazy.
Your sister wanted to dig holes with spoons and knives.
Yeah.
And then climb our trees.
She's crazy. Total crazy person. Yeah, that's her. That's been her since we were kids.
Yeah, quite an imagination.
And always going, never stops.
Never stops.
Never seen her tired. Just goes. It's so much.
Man.
A couple of things. First of all, how adorable is this girl?
I'm telling mom.
And it's also interesting that she told this, I presume this is her sister, but she told her via video message.
Yeah.
That's maybe just what kids do now.
Right.
Yeah, they don't leave notes.
No.
They're just
this
like,
is the
I'm
going
to post a note, a video note.
I hope you're happy.
Thanks a lot, you idiot.
Thanks a lot, you idiot.
Thanks a lot, Rachel. Thanks a lot. Thanks to you, my charger's not charging on my iPad because it's got used to your iPad instead of mine. It's not charging my iPad and it's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
I hope you're happy because I've told Mom.
You're happy.
I hope you're happy.
I've told Mom.
She's so angry.
Her face is great. She's so mad, yeah.
Yeah, look at that. That's such a stern talking to.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you're happy.
So cute.
I've told Mom.
But what does she mean? The iPad gets used to someone's charger?
There is a weird thing with chargers sometimes where you plug them into certain devices and it's like the same. I don't know that it's a thing, you know, that's been proven, but like you put it in yours, you're like, oh, it doesn't work. Somebody else puts it in theirs and it charges.
Oh,
so I think,
right. Is that true?
It's weird sometimes.
Juban?
Yeah. Oh, that's a new one.
Thank you. I got that from the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was going to tell you someone called you Juban.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I didn't make that up.
That's fine. I'll take it.
Excellent.
Wait, so is that true?
I have seen it happen before. It'll be like, oh, this device doesn't recognize this wire. I've seen weird stuff happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen
that. That's legit rage. I mean, I understand.
Legit rage.
Yeah.
She's fired up, man.
I did one of those things. You remember how forever we didn't realize we could just put an extension cord so you could plug things on your side of the bed?
Yeah. We're so dumb.
Yeah. And
we've done
like,
so many things for so long.
I know.
We're
I'm
dumb.
Like, we could just plug it in an extension cord. And you
oh,
were
my
like,
God.
Oh, my God. And then the other one was we just
God.
Had one charger for our devices, like for our two iPads, two
yeah.
iPhones.
Yeah.
And then I was in a mall like a month ago and I go, I'm going to buy more chargers so that now we could charge more stuff at once.
I know.
And it was like a breakthrough thought for me.
What's wrong with us? I think you and I are like frat boys. Like whatever's happening is fine. We'll just
yeah,
make
you
do.
Just make it do.
We
yeah.
just we just get used to the
it's because we were broke for
conditions.
So long.
Yeah.
That's why.
I don't think we realize like, that we can spend $12 now on a charger.
Actually, they fucking rob you.
Seriously? How much is it?
First
now?
Of all, they conveniently they go, we were selling just the like the plug and the charger as one. Now they sell the
no.
part that goes in the wall
no.
and the part that goes in your device separately.
Cock
so you have
suckers.
To buy both. And I think one's $29 and one's
motherfuckers.
Like you're buying like a $50.
Yeah. No.
Charger. Yeah, yeah, it's expensive.
You better get your entire life.
Yeah, it's expensive.
What about that one we have downstairs in the kitchen? That's just a one piece. It looks kind of old schooly. That one's a great charger, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that's
the black one.
Yeah, that one is made by an outside.
That's good.
Yeah.
We got to get more
and
of those.
It's definitely cheaper. I mean, they all those people.
Those are the way to go.
They,
yeah.
they sell theirs the much cheaper.
Such scumbags.
Crazy.
But they make such good shit.
By the way, you want to hear somebody made a version of your mom's house?
Yeah.
This is by DJ Wet Nutsack.
Okay.
It's his version.
Yeah.
Of the.
This is big time. Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone live into this. Your mama and the funk is there. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. And Christina Prochaska. Welcome to your mom's house.
It sounds like the South Park teacher. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the hippie one.
Yeah, Mr. Hat.
Yeah.
You
know?
Mr. Garrison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like Mr. Garrison is doing this.
Totally. I hear it.
You know this guy?
No, but he did submit something like a week or two ago, and he was so stoked to hear his stuff that he submitted us like a whole bunch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, well, this is very interesting. You got that part right. Purposely said those things wrong at the top, I'm guessing?
No, I think that's just
oh. Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Oh, I like
good
that.
Job.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job, DJ Wet Nuts.
But your mama's in the fucking stains.
Yeah, well, there's a cut in stains and
stairs.
Yeah, I'll tell you how this is supposed to go, okay?
This big time.
No.
This shit is big time.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What are you, new?
Who is Randy?
That's good.
Good job.
Don't bring anyone love into this.
Don't bring anyone's mother into this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Your mama in the fucking stare. Will.
I mean.
What? Your mama in the fucking stands, man. Come on.
You got to listen to that Patreon episode where we break down
yes.
the intro. We just spent like 30 minutes covering this. Which episode is that, Blue Ben?
I think that might be episode 3 on Patreon.
See?
Patreon.com/mom.
This shit is big time!
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
We go into detail.
We do.
If you want to hear
of
the...
Of how that intro was made.
Yes.
Yeah, Patreon. Put that shit down.
Patreon.com/mom. Patreon. Put that shit down.
Yeah. So then you had Mario with you for a few days.
I'm exhausted. So your sister left and I felt so tired. Like I think that's why I'm still so exhausted is just having any guest.
Yeah.
And then having your sister who's just
and then two babies in the house. Her baby, our baby.
Get your life.
Yeah,
and then we had
nonstop tears.
Crying, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So many cries.
Yeah.
And then family was here yesterday. And that was exhausting. And
we had a get together yesterday.
We did.
Yeah.
We sure did.
Yeah. Shh. So.
Do you want to talk about who wasn't at the gathering?
No. Who? Yeah. Go ahead.
Can I tell them what we did yesterday? Are you okay with that?
Sure, of course.
So we baptized our son, Ellis. So now he's going to go to heaven. So we invited the whole the clan. The
he kind of was already baptized because every time he sees Blue Band, he cries. So I know he's on the right, he's on the right path.
That's right.
He's like, he knows he's not a Christian. So, yeah.
Right. So we extended the invitation to everybody and the families. And my dad... I told him like months ago, this is happening. He's like, oh, I can't go. I'm like, why?
Why? It's your only grandson's baptism.
What could be more important than, oh, I'm going to Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So my dad left on like Thursday. The baptism was on Sunday. Like you couldn't move that ticket, bro?
Couple days.
It's so crazy, right?
Could have left today.
Could have left now. Still be there in time for all the art he's
doesn't
looking
have
at
work.
And doesn't have work.
All the art he's looking
well,
at?
Well, it's probably a cultural trip. I'm guessing why it's so important for him to be there.
Well, for you to say something like that, I mean, maybe go over where his last few trips have been.
Well, he goes to other countries like the Philippines or Thailand.
Brazil.
Places known for their culture and their art. Work.
Oh, ass nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that? I'm not sure that tied in.
I thought it did. He likes hoes.
I don't know.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
Oh, ass nigga.
I don't know what the common denominator is with all these countries.
Yeah. I don't know.
He got a stiff dick.
Oh my God.
And went after her.
Is that better?
I don't know. So we'll, you know. We'll see how that shakes down when Ellis is old enough to ask, why isn't grandfather in any of these photos?
Yeah. So he couldn't make it. Other people made it.
Other people made it just fine.
Other people didn't have trips planned.
Right. It's so horrible. Oh, my gosh. Well, I got to talk to my shrink tomorrow for sure.
It's normal for him, though.
It's normal, yeah, of course, for him, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the logic, what was happening?
I just think that, like, in his case, he doesn't think in, like, the way...
About others at all? Oh, sorry.
It's just, it's so outside of his mindset.
Yeah.
To go, like, just to think like that, to think...
Like a human?
Oh. No, not like a human.
Like a person with feelings? Oh.
Your dad's got a kind of one track kind of focus on him, I think. You know?
Yeah.
I think it doesn't occur to him. And even if you were to tell him, you know, all the reasons like, hey, you know, you should be here for this and
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't going to do that, though.
I totally get that. Yeah. But I think he would go like, okay, like I'll do that because you asked me to do that.
Yeah.
But he doesn't think like I should do that.
No, there's no should. I think that's the whole thing with him is that there was never I ought to do X instead of Y or Z.
Yeah.
He just does what he wants. You know, there's no ought.
Yeah.
There's no control. It's just what I want. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's heavy stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
He almost gave us his place.
It's interesting.
That was crazy.
Wait, what?
He almost gave us his house.
Didn't give it.
Almost.
Well, that was going to be a whole ordeal, though. We had to find a place for him and all that stuff.
I know. It didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out. It's just so, it's interesting because, but now that I think about it, I'm not even sure, you know what I mean? Like when you have a parent that's a little kooky shoes, is it that parent that you want at these events or is it the idealized version?
That's a good point.
Right? Like, I'm not even sure.
I think what happens is for a long, long, long time, you keep requesting the thing you want.
Right.
From said person.
Right.
It doesn't have to be parent. It can be friend. It can be sibling.
Anybody.
It can be spouse. Right?
Yeah.
In different in scenarios like this.
Yeah.
And then you get to the point where you're like, oh, it's okay that said person
right
is not at anything. Or I just have to change my expectation of said person.
Yeah, because then that you're not going to get what you want.
Yeah.
That's then, maturity, man.
Yeah. That's the part. That's the thing that takes a long time.
40 years.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm seeing a shrink. Same thing, too. It's like it's always about your expectation.
You're right. With your, especially your parents. Especially when you become a parent.
Yeah. Now.
Wow. Was that synergy?
That's synergy, yeah.
That was really... Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was our weekend. The family came. It was a great time yesterday. Top Dog and Charo, Maria and her husband, my cousins came from Riverside, my aunt. It was great.
She's hilarious.
She's the most normal, besides my cousins, the most normal person who squeezed into my family.
She's a social worker.
Yeah. Sweet lady. She's so retired sweet. Now, but like this is the sweetest person. So, you know, we had a great time.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
And our son's going to heaven now.
And hopefully we'll have cool pictures from Vietnam, too, to show.
Maybe I'll have a new mom. I don't know.
I got to check this just because this is Charo.
Or maybe I'll have a new brother or sister, half Vietnamese. Who knows? What does she say? Is she asking about dinner?
This is what she said.
Holy shit. You want to press pause and read that?
No.
It's
going to
take you
everything
a half hour.
Is okay.
That's an awfully long text. Are you sure you don't want to pause and read that?
No, I'm
is
fine.
It okay?
Yeah, I kind of skimmed it. It's fine.
Uh-oh.
It's fine. It's my mom basically saying,
"Sweet pussy sad. I want to be nice to that pussy today."
Oh, sorry, that was the wrong button. Now,
that's so gross. You better get your life. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Anyway, I'm excited that we're back together again in the Mommy Dome.
Me too. I love doing the show. People ask me all the time on the road, you know, about
how much pussy you get.
I'll fuck a girl,
right?
Like in the green room, and then she'll be like, "I love your show." And I'm like, I'm like, "Thanks." And then she's like, "Do you like doing stand up or the podcast more?" I love doing stand up. I don't think I'll ever stop loving stand up.
It's
my
best.
My love. But there's nothing as fun as coming back and doing this podcast. Yeah. I really enjoy
it. It is
so
the best,
much.
Isn't it?
Yes.
We're in our home. We got the fun.
This is our world. This is our silly little world.
It's so much fun.
It's very fun.
It was neat. I asked you to put my phone on the charger last night because I was asleep.
God.
And then you didn't do it right. And I got mad at you. Mm-hmm. And then I walked over and it was like, God punished me because you farted. And it was like a hot garbage fart.
Yeah.
It was hot trash.
Mm-hmm.
It was really disgusting.
It made me so happy. It made me so happy.
What did you... Now, that wasn't just dinner, because my farts didn't smell like that. What had you eaten on the road prior?
Actually, it was a pretty healthy road weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
San Diego. Yeah, it's California. You can find, like, vegetables and shit. Now, how's your IBS update? Do we have one?
There's not really much of one. Well, there is an update. I did always... You know, you don't want to have the doubts. So I went and I cleared the whole food allergy thing off the table.
Okay.
I got tested across the board.
And there's nothing.
No food allergies.
Great.
Yeah.
So that's a relief. And then when are we going to look in your beehole? Are they going to put a still not scope for a
few
up
weeks.
There?
Yeah, yeah, it's for a few
so
weeks.
So you're going to have to like fast and then, wow.
And they give me this drink. I have to clear my whole system out.
You mean you have to shit a lot?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard that is intense. Like I heard that you shit.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just like you ever drink that dieter's tea, that Asian dieter's tea by accident?
Yeah.
One time in college I did. It's like slimming tea. You just shit and shit and shit.
Yeah, I think it's pretty intense, and I think it actually is over a day of doing that.
I'm just shitting.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll weigh in against Bert, but when I do that.
You got to clear your calendar.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to lose like 10 pounds.
You wanted me to bring
remind
everybody.
Oh my God, he's back. I'm so excited.
This is the original.
Yes, I love this guy.
So the original, this guy is back. But
but which bathroom is he going to use?
Oh my God, I talked at length about that topic with my parents. They got really serious.
Oh no.
Yeah, like I was trying to have fun with gender pronouns, and then my dad was like, let me ask you something, pal. I'm saying there's a not transgender, and he's in the women's room, and he's there to rape.
Oh my God.
What? I go, I don't think that happens. Okay. All right.
He said they're there to rape? Oh no.
Or peep.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right. All right.
Did you ask your dad what his pronoun was?
I played them the clips of the pronoun guy explaining stuff, and they were just like, okay. And my mom was just like, so are you it or they or them? Then my dad actually made a good point. He goes, well, what happens, like you guys speak Spanish, and that's a masculine, feminine language.
Yes.
And I was like, that's a good question.
Interesting. Yes.
Well, then we kind of figured out that you could, like, instead of saying, like, ella quiere, you could say, like, ze quiere.
Which is a non-gender. Like yeah, because in German, there's
but
feminine.
But then the words still, not just the word
right.
before it, the words end up being...
You have to match it to the
feminine
pronoun.
Masculine. So it's very
well,
difficult.
In German, you have die, der, or das.
Mm-hmm.
Masculine, feminine, and neuter.
Okay.
So they accommodate it as well.
Maybe.
The neutral
okay.
form.
Vos. Queréis.
Okay, I got Spanish.
Anyways.
You got your Spanish out.
Os queréis.
Oh, I love this guy so much.
Hello, guys. I know. I am still single. I am single. And I am looking for a girlfriend. Yes, I am looking for a girlfriend. If you know a girl who is single, please tag her right now. Because I want to go in a relationship with that girl, alright? I want to go in a relationship with that girl. If you know a girl who is single, tag her right now. Because I am looking for a girl to go in a relationship. I want a girl uh-huh. who can go to the movies with me, hold hands with me,
uh-huh.
have sex with me. I am looking for a girl who can go in a relationship with me. So... If you know a girl who's single, please tag her right now.
There's so much wrong.
Because I am single and I want to date her.
We know. Number one, maybe not film in front of the turlet.
Yeah.
I mean, pick any other spot on campus.
Yeah, it's not ideal, right?
No, and it's too desperate. Women don't want that.
No.
That's too much.
But he's back.
I can't wait.
I think he learned.
Okay, let's see.
I mean, he's definitely... More serious. That was kind of silly, kind of goofy.
I'm looking for a girl.
Look at that face now.
Oh, he's grown up.
Look at that
face. Oh, he looks like he's raped a few girls.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. Poor
that's
guy.
The look. I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying that's an intense.
No, he just knows what it is to get a nut now. Like he knows.
You think he got his nut?
I think he's actually been in there a few times. So now it's more serious, you know. He was going for what happens is when you're a young man, you're like, hee hee hee.
Right.
And you think that can get girls. It doesn't get girls.
No.
It doesn't get girls that when you want to close the deal.
What's the, what do you mean? You got to be like a jerk?
Not a jerk. Confident. I think that like that silliness is not how you get laid.
No.
When you're, especially when you're young, you know.
Because it's not layable energy.
Right.
It's goofy energy and girls don't want to lay goofy.
Goofy energy lets you, the thing is, it lets you hang out with girls.
Yeah.
But it's a non-threatening type of thing.
It's a buddy yes. energy.
And right here, he learned that that's friend energy, and that this is dick energy.
Right.
Yeah. This is his cum energy.
His fuck face, yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. You can tell right away he's all about business.
He's right. Like, I found a girl.
The other one, his face is like, hey.
Hello. Yeah. I've had sex with girls.
He knows now.
All right. Do you think he knows? See. Let's see if he knows.
I think he knows now.
Okay.
Hey guys.
Okay, better.
Once again, I am looking for a girlfriend. But now I got a chest.
Yes.
I got a six pack. And I am back to tell you that no chest, no sex. So I am back and I'm looking for a girlfriend. All right? I am looking for a girlfriend. So if you know a girl who is single, tag her right now because I am looking for a girl to sleep on my body, to touch my six pack,
oh my God,
to feel my chest. And I want a girl go to the movies with me, hold hands with me, and have sex with me. So if you know a girl who can resist and not resist my sexy body, tag her right now.
Okay.
Because I got a chest and a six pack and I am looking for a girlfriend.
I know. Oh my God.
I think maybe he didn't fully learn the lesson the correct way.
It sounds like a gay disco in the background.
Yeah.
And number two, this only works, this approach,
on other dudes. Yeah, you've said this before.
Yeah, this is actually
it's a great
gay
lesson.
Energy.
Yeah.
This is not for women. This is masculine towards
but
other men.
Guys that don't know that.
Yeah.
It's usually younger, like he's a young guy.
Yeah, he
still
doesn't know.
They go, because they're so overwhelmed with their sexual.
Yeah.
Desires.
He doesn't know how to get it.
He doesn't know what to
do. Frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't, he's on the right path, boo boo. You're almost there.
Yeah. See, if I were, I mean, good advice would be what? Throw on a shirt. Maybe talk. There's got to be some interest.
No. I think because the kind of girl he needs.
Yeah.
I don't think he's busted that first nut.
Really?
He needs a girl. Who's into the body. The
okay.
body. Some girl who's a real pig, who's his age, who's like, I'm out there, I'm gonna fucking dust this guy off. Like,
mm-hmm.
like your slut girl voices.
Yeah.
So he needs to keep the shirt off, but not say what he wants. He should talk about something else.
Yeah.
And then girls will be all, oh my God, look how hot he is. Like, you know how Justin Bieber used to do it, where he'd just be like, hey, you know, and then you just don't talk about wanting to fuck somebody.
Look at that stare.
Oh my God, he's so intense. He's got so much cum inside
of
him.
Yeah, it's raging through his veins right now.
Yeah, you can like smell it. It's too much.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Can somebody please lay this guy? Are you in New Zealand listening? Can you find the guy that needs a girlfriend?
It's too much.
What is his name? At least say your fucking name. And the video just says Chinese guy.
I know. He might not even be Chinese.
He probably isn't.
Yeah. Racist internet.
I know.
Yeah, it's fucking Chinese guy.
I'm looking for a gal.
He's
really sweet, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think he maybe got a little less sweet.
Yeah, he's just angry. He's got testosterone.
He's got pent up nuts. Yeah. Those nuts need to get drained.
Somebody drain that guy's nuts, please.
Guys, let's do a Kickstarter.
To drain this dude's
nuts? To fly someone there to drain his nuts.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go
to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So many fun things to talk about. Oh, speaking of racist, this lady as a white woman and she has her own bed company. Is that what it is? She has a bed company.
I think that's just like her gimmick.
Sales
her
gimmick or something, right?
And she is that, it looks like, almost like a company party of some kind, right? It's like, it seems like it's a business related party.
It's definitely a crowd full of her friends.
Yeah. And she sings a song.
Yeah.
At this party.
Yeah.
About being a ninja and goes into full Asian mockery.
I love it.
And there's an Asian woman right next to her whose face changes throughout the performance.
Let's see it.
Like, she's like, oh, and then she's like, you're being so racist right now.
I love it.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. It's pretty incredible. Why is this not working? Thank you. I want to be ninja. Yeah, it's at a launch party,
oh,
right?
Oh, boy.
And this lady is Jennifer Murphy Beds. So here she is. Oh, God.
Up my Murphy bed, sat down to scratch my head. What could this day bring?
Right now, it's nothing. It's like, okay.
I get the phone call. I gotta help them all.
Yeah.
Go girl, we'll save the day. Child will not get home.
And at this point, you're like, all right, she's singing this song, and she's singing it kind of in her what her voice would be.
Yeah.
But then she definitely shifts gears.
Yeah.
And then curious lady gets a little more curious.
You know what? Maybe I too could be ninja. I want to be ninja. I want to be ninja. I want to chow, 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 chow down. Take chow down to Chinatown. I want to be ninja.
I love it so much. God, I love it.
What is this song? Is this a real song?
Something else.
Do you know this song?
No. I don't know. If
Are you seeing how mortified this woman
great.
Is?
It's great. Yeah, I know. Please keep
it's
playing.
Great,
you know? This is great. It's so embarrassing.
I started training hard. I think I could go far. I am a natural.
She smiles
That's
now.
Matter-factual. I learned to chop real hard. I fight with credit card. I use my nunchucks even while feeding ducks. I throw my ninja star oh so very far. I do.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, so dumb.
You heard a,
yeah.
Karate moves with a go-girl woof.
I can't listen to
yeah,
it anymore.
It's hard.
It's so bad.
It's
but
so bad.
My God. It's embarrassing.
It's great.
Yeah. And she really offended that lady for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
No, that was really horrible, actually.
No. Yeah, that's really bad. You know, it reminds me of, for some reason, that Summertime is Great people.
Oh, yeah.
They just made shitty music.
Yeah.
Like, it's summertime. Almost. Yeah. This is almost too stupid to really be offensive because you're like, oh, she's just a ding dong. You know?
Well, she definitely doesn't know what she's doing. I would say that for sure. But the Summertime people should be fucking hung.
Yeah, they're the worst.
That was the worst. That was the absolute worst.
Yeah.
You made a good song. I just remember seeing that a second ago.
Yeah.
The animal song?
Wait a minute. Press pause. I think we should have a little contest. This just reminded me.
Yeah.
You know, Nick Hawk, I think we've determined that his worst song is Breaking a Sweat.
Did we read what he wrote? Or the email we got?
Yeah.
We did?
From YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We read it on the
that.
Show?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Now, I'm saying, apropos of this, I nominate... Because I know how hard it is to make music, and I don't like to just shit on people arbitrarily. Yeah. I'm going to put my song, Animal Song, up against Nick Hawk's Breaking a Sweat. And you tell me whose song is better. Christina Pajitsky's Animal Song or Nick Hawk's Breaking a Sweat. I just to show that, like, I don't just shit on people without putting my own hat in the ring. This is the first song I wrote. I have a feeling Breaking a Sweat is his first song. And this is garbage.
I'm breaking a sweat.
It's garbage.
Can't catch me like I can't catch my breath. Out of shape you get red. Mad at me because I never get spread. My wings are spread.
Oh my, it's embarrassing.
Fly till I die and I'm over the rest. I got a lot more left.
Okay. So fucking bad. That's the fucking worst song I've ever heard.
God, you gave it 18 seconds. You just trashed it.
Because I'm just saying, I don't think Animal Song is worse than that. I've written one song in my life. It is Animal Song.
Okay, here it is.
Maybe two songs in my life. Here's my Animal Song, and you guys tell me who makes a worse song, me or Nick Hawk.
Pretty good.
Feeling it?
I still like it more, for sure. It's better than
it's
Breaking
Animal.
Sweat. It is better.
My song,
Animal. It is better.
It was so hard to get these seagulls to sing at the same time. And these sheep were difficult to wrangle.
You know it's a promise. I'm throwing the black pop up like a Corvette. You never catch up. I take off like a jet. I leave you in suspense. You watch too much TV. You don't know who you met. I'll never forget.
It's dog shit.
Yeah, so we got
a dog shit.
We have an email
God.
That came in about, you know.
God. That song angers me how fucking bad
I
it
know.
Is.
Nick Hawk tried to get that taken down from because we talked about him in an episode.
God.
But we just played a moment of it, you know, just to talk about it.
Yeah.
He has some comments on his video. It says, hey, mommy, just checking in high and tight there. One said, low and loose, no coming these balls. I think we may finally know why Bert Kreischer is so fat. Looks like he hasn't found the cum. You should stick to fucking old white women. Your music career was over before it started. Nick Hawk is a cum dog? Question mark. So we heard his song, your song. How about my song?
Yeah, what's yours? This is the remake. This one's way better than all of hers.
Butthole.
This one's good.
Butthole. Butthole. Why do my ice cubes smell like a butthole? The smell. The smell. Yeah. The smell.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It was like.
It's still better than Breaking
like
Sweat.
Really powerful.
Way better than Breaking
Butthole.
Sweat.
Butthole.
It's my first song I ever made.
Butthole.
You and I.
90% of the time, it's something that's actually kept in the freezer. It's gone bad.
Butthole. Butthole.
It's got a good beat. It's an original
butthole.
Beat.
Butthole. But we don't eat anything that smells like buttholes.
That's my favorite part. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, see, between the three of us, that was your original song. Animal Song was my original song. I made it with nothing but my computer. Same with you.
Yeah.
Still better than what Nick Hawk did in his studio.
It is. What he did was really bad. What he did was really bad, and he should issue an apology song. He should make an album of songs that apologize for this whole album.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm apologizing.
Apologizing.
I'm the best apologizer around.
For Breaking a Sweat. Oh my God. Yeah, that whole album is really terrible.
Yeah.
Now remember he's got the country song too?
Oh boy. That was the only good one.
These have no views. I mean, like the view counts on them are so
weird.
Tiny. It's really weird.
Yeah, like a dude farting has more counts than these.
He has a video here that's been up for 8 months. It's one of his songs. It has 42 views. How is it? How?
It's almost impossible to have that little views in 8 months on anything.
Well, he did make, remember we watched his official music video?
Yeah.
That does have some views on it, so, okay.
Okay.
At least people are checking in, seeing what the Hawk is up to. Yeah, it was really bad, man. You're really bad at that. But you're not bad at hoeing. I've seen you hoe. Guy works out.
He looks great. Yeah. You know?
You're just a better hoe than you are working on my raps. Jesus, man.
You know what made me laugh? Just sitting in my car today. Was just LinkedIn is helpful.
LinkedIn is helpful.
In my head, I hear it and I giggle. And then I hear Joey Diaz going, LinkedIn. What a fucking language of losers on LinkedIn.
He got so upset about that.
I don't fuck with LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Do I have, what's his name stuff here? I used to have his stuff marked.
I'm breaking a sweat.
LinkedIn is helpful. It's not a joke. I don't give a shit. Don't say a fucking thing. Did you get it, asshole?
He used to get so mad.
I know. That was the best part.
I know what I think.
God, he's such a crazy person.
God.
Don't bring up your mom's house.
That guy. So crazy. Okay. Breaking so this, by the way, is something we always want to pay credit to the best of the best. The people that really do it right. And there's not, you know, there's always an argument for who is the champion. Who's the best?
Here we go.
You know?
I got a 2001 Chevrolet Suburban, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That one's great.
That's so great.
Classic.
There's so many great ones.
Classic.
You know what I'm saying?
YKWIS.
And this is it there.
This is the Diego Sanchez. Yeah. It's pretty good.
The majority of this sport is really just all about the mental aspect of it.
You know, I believe it's first and foremost it's the training that you put in the gym. And you know, that's what's going to give you that base mental strength, because you're going to believe in yourself because of the hard work that you put in the gym. And you know, as far as it goes for me, you know what I mean, once you step in that cage, of course, you know, it's all mental. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, you have to have 100%. We have to be 100% at the time when it's time, you know what I mean, not 100%, you know, right before the fight. It's 100% when it counts, when it's all on the line.
Well, I mean, interesting. First of all, I think he has a lot of good things to say.
Yeah.
I like that he varies between you
exactly.
know what I mean?
And that's
he says, you know what I mean, kind of, he really articulates it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But he goes, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not that common.
But I agree. I do like that he varies the you know what I mean.
But he's also clear with them.
Right. It's a different kind of, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I also feel bad for these
What changed
UFC
for you after
guys,
the second loss?
You know.
They just get their heads beaten in so much, you know.
That's true.
You know, it wasn't really much that changed. You know, I lost two close decisions, you know, I wish I could have had two more rounds, you know what I mean?
Five.
But as far as that goes, you know, it was learning lessons for me, and I had to make changes, and right. It was, you know, those were fights where the game plan was wrong, you know what I mean? It came down to game plan.
I didn't
get hurt, you know, I didn't get close to being submitted or knocked out. I had the wrong game plan. I had the wrong, you know, the wrong people behind me, the wrong circle around me, and I had the wrong game plan. And
you know, the you knows are not.
I like him for the you know category.
Yeah.
That was eight you knows in just that short clip.
Well, let's check out the supercut.
Yeah.
See what we got.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So.
But what do you do? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Good work.
Well done.
Good work, Blue Van.
Blue Van. Blue, wow.
Good work.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, he's kind of like a mellow.
He's a mellow, but I still think that's playing a part in how we're receiving these, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're right.
We're like, oh, it's not that much.
Right.
Because he's so chill. Because a lot of times, you know what I mean, are really hype.
You know what I mean? You know, this guy really is kind of a low.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't even really hear it sometimes.
Right, right, right.
You know. You know, like, you know.
I give him the grease.
Oh, yeah.
I tell him that. Put some on his finger. Stick it in his ass. And you know what I'm saying? Kind of like, fuck yourself.
Yeah.
To loosen itself up.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
You know what I'm saying?
That clip has made people angrier than any clip.
You know,
it's just prison rape. All right, so
fuck yourself.
So fuck yourself. You know, try to loosen yourself up a little bit.
God, so, is there anything worse than that? I don't know if it's, you can have someone say anything worse to you than that.
Yeah,
I'd rather just die.
And it's really. Remember how how well thought out that is?
Yeah.
Where they go, the reason, like if that clip keeps playing, he tells you so that if he complains to the guards that he was raped, they can check that he's got grease on his fingers.
Oh, God.
So it looks like, they're like, you know, he fingered himself.
Oh, my God.
So it's just like to cover themselves.
So evil.
Yeah, it's like, it's pretty
so
bad.
Crazy.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I will say, of all the clips we've ever played on your mom's house, the gay guy getting fucked by imaginary gay ghost. Wait, what is it? Guy, no, homeless guy.
Man raped by homeless man raped by gay ghost.
Oh my gosh.
And that one.
Yeah.
But I think homeless guy getting raped by gay ghost is.
Fuck me.
Yeah, so good.
Fuck me. Fuck me. So good. Fucking me. You're fucking me, man.
Yeah.
You're fucking me. Yep. You're fucking me. Feels good.
Yeah.
Don't. Hopefully you're fucking me. Fucking me in my ass.
Yeah.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
Man.
Shit.
Are you watching it or just
listening? Yeah,
just listening.
Yeah.
Shit. Fucking me in my ass, man.
The video is wonderful, too.
Oh, feels good, you fucking ass. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, this shit feels good.
Bang, bang.
Oh, this shit feels good.
Bang, bang, bang.
Fuck me in my ass.
Bang, bang. Bang,
bang.
Bang, bang. Bang, bang. Bang, bang. Bang,
fuck me, man. Fuck me. Fuck
bang.
Me.
Bang.
You fucking me good.
Really crazy.
So good. Yeah. And I always am envious of the person that recorded it, because there's one point in the video where he's like shaking from laughing so
laughing
hard.
So
I'm like,
hard.
Man, I wish I could have caught the gay guy. I mean, the homeless guy getting raped by the gay ghost.
Like, I know.
Why don't I get to see cool stuff?
It would
like
be
that?
Amazing.
Oh God.
That's a good one. That's a classic one too.
Why can't I find the whole reason I'm playing these is because I'm still looking for the ultimate, you know what I'm saying? I can't find it.
Is that the Suge Knight?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I don't see it anymore. I don't know where it went. It's really, really upsetting to me. Because I remember it's an early on one, you know? Sometimes you...
Well, that was, It was one of the first YKWISs.
Yeah. God damn. I
don't
see it.
You want to pause and look?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah. Good.
A girl just tweeted.
Yeah, as I get left with most of my meal while my boyfriend goes to take a shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
15 minutes.
I know, I saw it.
And she's got like half a cheeseburger, all her fries, and then she has a picture of him walking to the toilet. Yeah. Oh, man. Girl, I feel you.
I saw it earlier today.
You did?
I retweeted it.
I'm going to retweet that shit too, man.
Yeah.
But the flight is real. The fight is real.
Yeah, the struggle.
For us women, they got guys who got a shit halfway through the meal. I should start a group for women who are just stranded alone in restaurants.
You're not stranded.
Husbands
alone.
And boyfriends abandon them to go shit.
That's such
it's the worst.
BS story.
It's the story of our life together.
Please.
God.
Man, I'm.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
There he is.
Yeah. I tried to say this on one of those morning news shows.
Is that my job?
A total non sequitur. Like they asked me, like, What can people expect to see at your show? And I was like,
I ain't never had a job before in my life until I started working for Shiv. You know, in and out of jail. You know what I'm saying? Did a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's the best.
It is the best.
That was the best, you know what I'm saying, to date.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't say shit, and he says, you know what I'm saying. That's why it's amazing.
It's amazing. It's how you do, you know what I'm saying. You
it
know
is
what I'm
saying? How you do. That's the exemplary, you know what I'm saying. Shit, I have a job day in my life. So I start away.
Now it doesn't
shit.
Charge. I hope you're happy.
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 Master of Accents, what region is that?
Oh, that's probably like northwestern UK.
Huh. Northwestern UK?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Can you pinpoint a region?
Well, I mean, specifically.
Pacifically?
Pacifically, it's probably 6 kilometers south-southeast of Wales.
Oh, it's Welsh?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say that? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. You're really good.
Yep. Anyways.
Hey, so can we talk about how we got your parents hooked on the bidet?
They're really, really hooked now.
Now, first of all, we came back from the baptism, and I had found out the top dog shit on our toilet while we were away.
Not on the, in it.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he used our toilet,
yeah.
And I didn't know that. So let's back it up. What happened?
Oh, he was just like, oh, my God. Oh, buddy. He goes, it's real neat. He goes, the water just goes right up in the asshole.
Yeah.
And he goes, I had to move a little bit, you know, to kind of hit the right spot. But he's like, the rewipes, not nearly as bad. It's real environmental to do that.
And we gave him the super deluxe.
Yeah, there was a Patreon episode where, and a lot of times we open the P.O. box gifts on Patreon episodes. Somebody sent this high grade toilet paper from Japan.
Beautiful.
Really nice stuff.
I mean, each roll is individually
velvet.
Wrapped in like a lacy.
It's incredible.
Doily.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I gave it to him. He was like, all right. Yeah. He's so excited.
He was more excited than like the
He was more excited to see his grandson.
That's what I'm saying. Like there was Ellis and then there was the unveiling
paper.
Of the toilet paper.
Yeah. He was really excited.
Yeah.
But the real kicker was that Chara was like, oh man. She goes, we have to get one of these.
The bidet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's hooked.
Actually, it's called something else.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we have.
Wetlet? They have a name for it.
It's by Toto.
Yeah,
the Toto. Band. They come and they install.
The band, they sing a song and then they put it in there. It's called a washlet.
A washlet. And your turlet.
Yeah. And your turlet, yeah.
It's going to take a lot of wipes to get away from you. How's it go? There's nothing that 100 wipes can ever do.
I don't remember that being the thing.
Is that that they sing about our bidet?
So many wipes in your asshole.
So many wipes. You got to splash away the poo.
So much brown.
I took a brown in the middle of the night. I was terrified that I couldn't wipe away.
I can't believe I browned in Africa.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I browned in Africa. What about, no, I know what it is.
That's
I
a never-ending brown.
I sharted on No, it's my shart on the way to Africa.
Oh, yeah.
I sharted on the way to Africa. I sharted on the plane. That's what it is.
Okay. Nick Hawk, are you listening? I think you found your muse. Oh, man.
You need a bidet.
This guy, he's still going to make fun of me. Fucking bullshit. Kick his ass, I'm gonna kick her ass. Kick the guy's ass, I can't even fucking see.
He's gotta take himself a little less seriously.
Yeah, come on.
I gotta think of the song. It's gonna
happen. This song's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. It's marinating.
Do you want to hear another masterful accent?
I'd love to. Yeah.
Just tell me one time again.
Yeah, I'm at the last back, so I'm past the station. I'm go right bridge and go so. Go back, so.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. And y'all go down to the union. We have a go to the union.
Is that guy carrying a machine gun or a machete?
No, wait. I put on this. And I'm going to show you the road. This shit. So they're going to show you again. But we'll just go across the bridge and go down.
Okay.
Don't just stand on your street and go on.
Got it.
Nobody turn.
Just go over.
Just pass the Balaclava station and go over the bridge and follow the street. Go on. Yeah. You go down. You send your pass like your pass one man that you call father.
That's like the Irish bar guys to a degree. Like, well, I can pick up words in there, but that is really impressive.
That is a quite an accent.
Quite. His patois is
patois.
Thick.
Very. This is Jamaican?
Yeah.
As my mother would pronounce it.
Jamaican?
Jamaican. One time I went to Jamaica. You're going to Jamaica? Like, why do you keep saying it like that?
Yeah, why did she say it like that?
To Jamaica? I don't know. She pronounced everything wrong.
He's like, down. I heard him say down, and then the rest, I don't know.
I heard him go to the balaclava shop. There's a balaclava shop down the street.
Baklava shop.
Nah, man, balaclava, the shit that you put on your face before you Pussy Riot wears them.
That's
balaclava.
Okay.
I don't fucking know. Who knows what the fuck this guy's saying? Why?
And I wrote this shit. So they're not going to show you again. But we'll just go across the bridge and go down.
Cross
the bridge. We got the bridge part down.
Cross the bridge, you go down.
When you shit and wine.
Got
you take your shit and wine.
Let's go over.
Shit in the wine.
Yeah, you shit in your wine.
Go over the bridge and follow. Shit one. You go down.
You do come down.
You pass down. Like your pass one man that you call father. I just want it up.
Father. I know that. So that's
crazy.
Farther.
Florida?
Farther.
Oh, you got to Florida.
No, I like to go shit that I done in a union way. But you know, go back so. You take your one, we go on so. Go back, and go on. So.
All right.
And it's okay, you go there.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
You go okay.
So these guys were blown away because they were video.
So? Oh, they
were recording
They're like, this guy's accent is thicker
this
than ours.
This guy's insane. Yeah, yeah.
But they speak the same.
Yeah. The same dialect.
Yeah. Wow. That was intense.
That was so intense.
I got a machete.
I'm scared to try to translate it.
I know.
I feel like it's code for like, and then kill Tom Segura.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the machete in hand.
The machete in hand is a bit intimidating.
Yeah.
It's very common, though, in some parts of the world because you're actually using them to walk, to get
to
around.
To cut stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, the jungle's so thick. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oof, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It's got to take the dumps.
I made so much brown in Africa.
I guess the dumps.
Here's another accent.
In Africa.
Oh, man, look at this fucking thing. Holy shit. What is that fucking thing?
That's a big flounder.
If that's a flounder, man, let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
If
that's a flounder, let's pull it in, Jay.
It's a fucking fish, buddy. Come on.
No, you know what it is?
Let's fucking hook that
Joe Pesci.
And we'll be on the fucking news, man.
You fucking guys.
I think this is more Bill Burr.
Oh, right.
Will you look at this shit? Oh, my God,
fucking
Jay.
Guys.
Oh, my God, Jay.
Jay, look at this
is more
thing. Jay, let's get it.
Let's get it. I wouldn't fuck with that thing.
You fucking kidding me?
Jay, that is
the fucking thing. Is this a flounder?
A tuna, bro.
Tuna, bro.
Jay, that's a tuna or something, Jay.
It's not a tuna. How about you leave it alone?
Oh, man. Jay, let's pull it in, Jude. Look at that fucking thing.
Don't do it.
What is that fucking thing?
I wouldn't. If you don't know what it is, don't put it on your boat.
What is that thing, dude? Oh, my God. Look at this thing. Oh, my. Look at this fucking thing.
Dude, Bill's new hour is awesome.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
Holy shit, Jay. Oh, my God.
It's a bit closer.
Jay's got a little fucking fishing hook. Are you shitting me? That's the hook you come?
Actually, if Bill did a video of him saying, oh my fucking God, to fish for an hour, I'd buy it. Yeah, I'd be like, it's pretty funny.
Of course.
Look at the fucking size of this thing. Jay, pull the fucking thing in. I would definitely watch it.
Oh, man.
This is something we've been wanting to talk about for a while here. This is amaze.
Take your browns in.
First, I will read you a couple of emails. Well, here's a...
Wait, did you get diarrhea in Africa?
In Africa?
When we were there?
I did
from the salads. Not until the very end
you
of our trip.
You stopped eating all the produce
tomato.
Stuff. Yeah.
That's what I was eating tomato salads at midnight, and I finally got diarrhea in Africa. And I was expecting it much sooner.
This was on Reddit about poop pile.
Oh, please.
It says, on a backpacking trip, a couple of friends and I all pooped in the same spot, then took turns shooting the pile with a .38. That's from Giant Robot Q. Lately, I've noticed that my community could really use a poo pile. Just hearing the main mom, Water Champion, speak on how the pile brought people in his community closer together made me realize we need to pull our jeans up and become a family community. I could really use some tips and advice on how to get the momentum going on this. I mean, I don't want to poop just anywhere. I want to make it somewhat discreet, but at the same time accessible to anyone in the neighborhood. Any advice is appreciated. Thanks. Stupid. Big bag and zigzags. Hey, real great question, and I'd love to help. I'll tell you how we did it when we were in Timberwood in North Carolina.
Lies, 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 lies.
It's it was a community, an apartment complex that was surrounded by woods, you know, like brush. So it was real easy to, one of the backyards laid basically right upon where the woods started.
Uh-huh.
So we just went a few feet back into there. And then on a tree, we just built a like a seating area and cut a hole in it so that anybody could go up this kind of makeshift ladder that was on a tree. And then you just start telling people about it. Word will spread. And and pretty soon you'll have mothers and fathers and
neighbor and kids, you said last week, neighbors.
Yeah, all of them.
Now, what's interesting is that the story has changed.
How?
Since you first told it to me about how the poo pile was constructed.
No.
You didn't mention a tree before.
Of course it was never, a tree.
This is the first time I've heard of a tree.
No.
And you go, yeah, we had a ladder. I remember the ladder.
Right.
But you told me it was just a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would shit off the ladder, and then that's how the poo pile started.
It's not a ladder.
So
it's a ladder, steps, but it's on a tree.
How does that even make sense? And how would you shit off of something like that?
Well, you just sit there
off the tree. You're climbing a tree.
Yeah, but
and how do you relax enough to shit off of a tree ladder?
Well, most people would go up when they really had to go, so it wasn't like as far as relaxing to go. Uh-huh. You had to shit. I mean, a lot of people just sprayed really loose shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your toilet paper, how did you carry that while climbing the ladder while having to shit?
But
Go ahead.
You're not climbing a ladder.
Oh, now you're not climbing a ladder. You said it was a ladder.
Ladder implies, you know, a metal traditional ladder.
Right.
These are stairs that are nailed to a tree. So it's like,
okay,
it's,
that's different than the first time I heard about it.
Well, I just that we called it a ladder.
Okay,
you know?
It's all lies.
No, it's not.
Is there anybody out there in the city of Los Angeles that is a certified lie detector person?
You stop.
Right into
this.
The show, yourmomspodcast@gmail.com, and I would like to set Mr. Sigler up with a lie detector test.
Oh my god!
See if this is
Why don't
real.
You just have people call in that pooped off of it?
Because you tell your dumb friends this idiot story, because you've gotten your friend, you've already done this, where you're like, here, talk to Justin. And then he'll be like, yeah, the poop pile's real, Christina. Yeah. Or talk to Casey. Yeah, the poop pile. It's because you've prepped them before. I'm
no,
not
I
a
didn't.
Moron.
Oh, my God.
Just like this Josh Potter, was it Josh, sorry, with the cigarette burns.
Pat House?
Pat House on your thumbs last week.
He was there. He saw it happen.
The vagrant who put cigarettes out on your thumbs.
I couldn't jump over that parking meter. They burned my thumbs.
Yeah.
He was there the next day. He saw them fresh.
Okay.
They look like cigarette burns.
Okay. So, are you done, Blue Man?
Sure.
How dare you try to support this idiotic story?
Got another email. Cookie thief theory. Hey, mommies, I have a theory on the cookie thief I'd like to explore.
Yeah.
We've all been racking our brains over the past several weeks wondering why Bert is so fat. I'm pretty convinced he has been breaking into people's homes, cramming all their sugary baked goods down his giant booze-filled belly, just like a bloated Santa Claus, only fatter.
Yep.
Your Honor, let's look at the facts. Yana, Mr. Kreischer, a.k.a. Big Fat Bert, was known Big acquaintance of the cookie holders.
BFB.
He had firsthand knowledge of the layout of the home. Where the cookies were being held.
True.
His tubby ass was able to sneak in, gobble down that fucking cookie. I submit that we enter the cookie wrapper that was carelessly left at the scene for fingerprint analysis.
Oh.
I'm sure we'll be able to lift a perfect print due to the defendant constantly has greasy fingers from all the fried chicken and fatty ham he consumes each day. I feel this is a calculated crime perpetrated by a seasoned fat pro. Let's let the truth be told and finally get some insight as to why Bert is so fat. Keeping your jeans nice and tight. Stay hydrated. Jinx. Really good point. Really great email.
Mm.
I would have an update, by the way, on the battle, but I think I have to at least regroup with Bertrand first and kind of share with him what's going on.
You mean the numbers and the tallies?
Yeah, yeah. We basically had a tally going, a running tally on which team people are on. You're either on Team Bert or Team Tom. And if you're in Team Bert, you're buying a Thomas Fat shirt. And if you're on Team Tom, you're buying a Bertus Fat shirt. Mm-hmm. And it's been an intense week. You know, there's a lot of back and forth. We put a lot of promos, videos up. We really, you know, I was surprised, but he actually did get a few hardcore people on his side that really tried to light me up. I know, but it's pretty, still feels pretty one-sided to a large degree.
Well, because the truth, you know, you can't.
And I will say this, his most diehard, like his most devout fans are not funny.
Right.
Right. Like they're the dumbest. And then they are so dumb.
Right.
And I'm like, I know why you're a Bert fan, you know? Yeah. And then like our most devoted fans are so fucking funny.
Yeah, like, they're smart and funny people.
Yeah, they're
generally
super, they're like comedy writers.
Who listen to our show.
Yeah. But he's real dumb.
You know what's funny? I just thought about this. It's like his mouth is always open.
He's always been a mouth breather.
Yeah.
Like
just aesthetically, that's not a good intelligence.
And you're also going to draw in types that are like you.
Mouth breathers. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very dumb.
Yeah.
Why is it so fun to do stuff to him? And why? Why?
I think because
I have to say this. This needs to be said. The reason that this got legs is misinterpreted as being because of me.
What?
Where my report to the FBI would be that the real driving force behind this was you.
No.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean?
I don't mean it. It's not something to even defend. It's because it was like week two of the Bert is Fat stuff. And I was like, it's like, you know, like we have these inside jokes and you're like, I'm not really going to do it. And you started to go, Bert is still fat. And you started to tweet that and hashtag it. And you started to say
Why are you calling me out, man? I'm trying to be the quiet driving force.
Yeah. That's because you took so much joy in this. I know. I don't think it's something to be ashamed of.
Right.
I think you deserve the credit.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me credit. I feel like I did have a...
I feel like you're not given credit on it, and you deserve credit on it.
Thank you. I appreciate you acknowledging me in this whole debate.
And I can't wait for Bert to really... I want him to fully get at some point that you're a driving
force. What I like to do?
People don't realize that you're also 10-year friends with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, Bert...
We've been on vacations with them for many years.
We've loved the Kreischers for many years. But I'm always a kind of shit mixer that does it from behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I like to shit mix behind and then watch it unfold.
Yeah.
Like an evil
But mastermind. Even on those trips, now I'm thinking about it, even when we went to Hawaii with them for that show, that whole trip.
Oh, my God.
You and I and his wife were like, hey, Bert, why don't you close your mouth? Yeah.
Yeah, why is it so much fun to shit on Bert? Why?
It's because you know there's something about you know he can take it, and you know he likes any type of attention.
That's true.
So that's why. It's not like somebody who can't roll with it.
Right. If he were really devastated, we would never do this to him.
No. And he'll be like, it's really like kind of stings.
It does not. I like when he goes, do you see the videos that Blue Band put together of you guys?
Yeah.
If you haven't seen those yet.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny because he's like, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't believe this.
Crazy here.
This is crazy. I can't believe Bert Tom is so much fatter than me. It's so ridiculous.
I think maybe that's the joy of it, too, is that he's like, are people really thinking this? Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, because I saw the video you guys did where you're both shirtless and talking.
Yeah.
And he totally looks way fatter than you.
He actually, in all honesty, I really wouldn't know outside of those videos what the actual, you know, percentages would come down to. But he looked horrible in his fat shaming video. He looks like he just got off a bender. He's like...
Yeah.
He's like, I'm so fat. I'm like, dude, it was really great that he sent those in.
He was trying to do some lighting tricks.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he?
Trying to like cast some shadows on his shoulders and stuff. I pick up.
Oh, to make them appear thinner or more
defined.
Muscular.
More defined, yeah, yeah.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, it was great.
He didn't, yeah.
He was really a great, great sport through this whole thing too.
Yeah, he's great. I think, but I think the way he's built,
yeah,
it the fat stays
on
how
him.
Do I say this, like,
it sticks to him,
right?
He's super fat,
right? Oh. The way that he's built, I'm saying it's more apparent if he has weight gain is what
oh,
I'm saying.
Like, yeah,
where how he gains weight, I think maybe
right, he looks, if he gains 5 pounds it looks
shows.
Like he put on 25.
Yes, yeah, just because of where it hangs kind of thing.
He actually is very fortunate though. He does have that thing.
God, he's such an animal
where he can just cut out booze for a week
and he'll be
and lose like 20 pounds.
That's the whole key to this, is that yeah. Bert can stop being fat if he stops drinking for a week.
It's I know
that's all
Which
it
he
is.
Will he's gonna do it. He got so psychologically damaged by this that watch the next time you see him you're gonna be like, oh my god, did you lose 30 pounds? He'll be like, yeah, it's been 4 days I've had a drink.
4 days, yeah. Right, 48 hours, yeah. I'm thinned down.
Yeah,
you know what's so funny, I just remember like Leanne's stories about what an animal live, like he's such an animal. Do you know that he works out and then he just hoses himself off in his backyard? Behind his man cave, he has like an outdoor, he calls it an outdoor shower, but I think he just hoses himself down instead of showering.
Does that really surprise you?
A little.
I don't think it's that surprising.
And then Leanne said when he cuts his nails, remember this? He puts out scotch tape and then he puts the nail clippings on the scotch tape and then tapes it under the table.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's a real animal. I wanted to read you this, but first.
It's so gross. How much free time? How does he have that much free time? He's got two kids. Who's got that kind of time?
It's Bertrand. So.
Poor Leanne. God, I love
there him. Are a lot of pronouns out there.
It's like fucking bird.
A huge amount. And we're like, people are like slowly and slowly adding more. Wow. So the two most common ones are he and she. He is traditionally considered a male pronoun.
Yeah, we got
she,
that.
You can't assume that they're female. Then there are also gender neutral meanings attached to them at all, which is super cool. And there are so many of them. The most commonly used is they. They is traditionally plural. Commonly used is they. They is traditionally plural, but we already use it in a singular form to like maintain people's anonymity, or like if you just don't know what their gender is, you'll be like, oh, I was talking to a student and they told me blah blah blah. Totally normal. Next most common I've seen is Z. Z
right. So
can be spelled a bunch of different ways, and it can.
Okay, you get it, right? So,
right, but can I say something before we go into this email? I know you're going to read is because
it's great.
Yeah, it is email. Great. And the thing is I was thinking about this guy's video all week. I was thinking about him, and what if I did? Because I do come across people whose gender I'm not certain of.
Yeah,
but I think it's more rude to be like, "Hey, man, what are you? What's your pronoun, bro? Are you a guy or a girl?" Like.
That I think seems it is rude.
More insensitive than just rolling with who the person is and being like, listen, when you're ready to tell me, you'll tell me. You
I
know?
Think I think it should be on the person who is if they have a strong desire to have a pronoun.
A different whatever. Because there are people that I come in contact with weekly, I would say, at comedy clubs. I don't know exactly what they are. And
yeah.
I just shut the fuck up about it, and I'm nice to them.
Of course.
You know?
Look, just be
you
nice.
You know?
Just be nice.
Just fucking, yeah, be polite.
So here's an email we got. It says, trans mommy on gender pronouns. Here we go.
Okay, good.
Hey, mommy's big fan. I'm a 27-year-old transgender woman who would like to help weigh in on the whole pronoun issue.
Thank God.
No, we've been wanting
Finally.
This email. Personally, I think going beyond he or she pronouns is a bit redunculous.
Good.
I mean, get your life. It's not hard to tell if someone would like to be referred to as he or she, and it isn't hard to respect that. Of course, I'm a bit offended when I'm misgendered because I'm obviously living life as a woman. That
right.
makes total sense. I mean, my genes nowadays are the highest and tightest. Probably the best plus for being both a trans and a full-on mommy. Mm. So don't feel obligated to call someone they because, I mean, come on, it's a bit much. Thank you. Mm. Although I respect it because who am I to judge? Anyway, just my thought. P.S. You're both real mommies to me, but Tommy is clearly the water champ.
Rude.
Hashtag like why to. Is Bert so fat? With I much like love, know what I'm that. Saying, Ricky.
Thank you, Ricky.
But it's nice that a trans person weighed in on gender.
The
now, of course,
issue.
There's somebody who's going to hear this and be like, yeah, but what if you're not male or female?
But you can tell.
That's also part of the thing.
Yeah, sometimes you can tell it's somebody who is a male and who's presenting as a female. You can tell that sometimes if they're wearing a dress, but maybe he looks, you know, looks like a masculine guy in a dress. Then you know to call that person a she because she's presenting, you know, feminine.
You can, yeah.
And you know.
A couple of emails here about about the water battle. I had a chance to see the main mommy in San Diego Friday night. Aside from the retarded person in the front row, he killed it. About halfway through the show.
Good. Retarded. That's what I'm telling you with your act.
I know.
Finally doing it.
I noticed something curious.
So
about,
proud of
about
you.
About halfway through the show, I noticed something curious. Tom's water was completely full. The cap seal had clearly been broken.
Okay.
And I know I saw him bring the bottle up to his mouth at one point. This led me to believe he was taking Yorkie sips.
Yes!
And I was hurt. However, someone in the crowd yelled out, hydrate! And like the champ of drinking water he is,
oh, bullshit.
He managed to take two
oh, bullshit.
Magnificent gulps, nearly emptying the bottle. Sorry, Mommy Tina. You can't win against natural talent like that. Great show, Tom. Thank you very much. And thank you to everybody that came out to the American Comedy Company in San Diego in the Aslamp District. I had a great time.
Man Diego.
In Manly A-hole.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Now, don't you think a water champ doesn't need to be prompted by the audience? Someone needed to scream, hydrate, hydrate. See? Yeah. He knows.
You know what I did? You know what I did for one show? I walked out on stage.
I don't want to.
On my entrance. Opened the bottle and did it, and they all went drink, 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 drink. And I know that other people there were like, "Why are they chugging?"
So silly.
And then I threw the bottle, and I was like, "And then I had a full water belly for a whole show."
That's so gross. Can I tell you? Somebody left a water bottle at our house. One of our relatives.
Unreal.
And I have been using it all week. It's in
oh,
the
really?
Car, and it is fantastic. I think it's for bicycling.
Oh.
It's like a sports bottle with a nice nipple that doesn't leak when you put the bottle
There's
over.
There's only one or two options for that.
Of who's who?
Mario or her husband.
Well, it's mine now.
Yeah. Who else drinks
I
water
done
like
I stole
that?
Your water bottle. I love it.
Another email. From what I've heard and seen so far, it's clear to me Tom is the water champ.
Enough. Enough.
However.
Lies. Propaganda.
It just says there's a clip here, and Tina takes microscopic sips of water.
Bullshit.
Yeah. She doesn't hydrate enough. She nearly throws up. Yeah.
Yorkie sips.
Is that clip
sips.
Good? Is that a clip of just...
I think I might know what she's talking about, but
Yorkie
you know,
sips.
I wouldn't have it set up.
Oh, you wouldn't? Oh,
guys,
no,
I don't like where this is
yeah,
going.
I mean, it's pretty... and by the way, where did you find that, the what you sent me earlier? How did you get a hold of that? Yeah.
Someone sent it into the...
There you go. You're coughing water.
From because I drink so much so fast.
No, it was a tiny little sip.
It wasn't a tiny little sip. You guys are the worst. I hate both of you right now.
Hmm. Yeah, well, there's a lot more that just basically says I'm the best.
You're the worst. You know what I am? The new champion of you and I discussed this a couple weeks back is that I am the alone champion. Meaning I can be alone much longer and better than you. See? No, it's true.
No.
I'm really good at being isolated.
No. No.
I love being alone.
You've even
more
accused
than
you. Me of being the alone champion. You've
what are you talking about?
You're like, you can just be alone. I want your company. I want you to be next to me. You
That's
tell
not
me
a lie. That's not true. Don't we have a joke even when I want to be an alone dog? What's our joke? When I'm an alone dog, what do? I go up to the window and I...
Babe, you're always telling me, you're telling me that you feel like it doesn't even matter to me if I'm with anybody ever. And that you want
That's
company.
That's because you're antisocial. You're just antisocial. I'm just meaning like you're like Top Dog where it doesn't matter if people talk to you or not because you're just tuned
But
out.
I'm the alone champion.
No, I'm the alone champion.
You guys know what to do. I'm the
I'm way better at solitude. I grew up alone. I'm an only child. Yeah. I hid from my parents my whole life.
I would say it's not even close. I'm the alone champion. You're not even in the top 10.
We'll see about that. Let's go on a meditation retreat and see who can last longer.
Babe, I would last 25 years.
You can't even meditate. You don't meditate.
I meditate all the time.
Bullshit. When's the last time?
When's the last time you meditated?
I did fucking last week. I went to my class with all the hippies.
Sure. You're a fucking liar. Here you are.
Look at, you're making Blue Band uncomfortable.
What do you mean?
He was uncomfortable just now, emotionally.
Why was he emotionally uncomfortable?
I don't know. Were you? I sensed you were uncomfortable. Oh, okay.
But they are getting out of control.
Let's go.
Green and Sierra yells in this ICP clown bullshit, whatever
there
it's called. That's a, just like a little clown gang or something.
The Insane Clown Posse is our favorite band. All the Juggalo family does is sometimes they carry around an act.
Do y'all understand what they're singing about?
They're singing about murder. I don't like cops. If a police officer get into my face, it'd probably be me yelling right back into his face.
I cannot wait for Ellis to get like this.
Never. This is called.
He sees me. He's like, "What's up, bitch?"
You say Club Posse rules. No, this is called shitty parenting. This is the only way.
Yeah.
I mean, this is.
Yeah, you let this shit happen.
Yeah.
This shit just doesn't happen.
This could have been me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This was you.
My shitty parents. You got to fuck up a lot.
You had makeup and all kinds of stuff on.
You got to neglect the shit out of a kid raising your kid.
Do you think it's your parents that made you go down that path?
Absolutely. There's no reason a kid turns goth unless there's a lot of other stuff happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't get goth in a vacuum.
So you were goth as a means of acting out?
Of course.
Yeah.
Because they were ignoring me and whatever drama, and then you hang out with the wrong kids.
Yeah.
You drift into bad groups whose parents aren't paying attention to them.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you're painting your face and going to fucking dumb concerts like
that's
this.
Why I got fat, if I understand.
I used to be scared of everything, but now I'm not.
No.
I grab snakes, and what? I usually chop their heads off.
Whoa. Okay. Well, that's the beginning of a bad fucking
Ted Bundy's childhood.
Ride right there.
Yeah. That's what Snake did.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. They call me Snake.
Look at those eyes. You can tell. It's always in the eyes.
Yeah. She's going to have problems. Call me Snake because I ain't afraid of him.
Chop their heads off.
She's going to be in jail.
Not a lot of emotion. Definitely. There.
I'm going to be in your face.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Get this done correctly. Do you understand that, Karina? Do you understand that?
This never
I'm
works.
Karina. I'm 16. I fight. Nice. I run away. And I'm disrespectful.
ICP.
I do not like being told what to do.
There you go, girl.
I got into this one really serious fight.
Get
I grabbed her by the neck and slammed her down on the ground.
Wow.
It felt pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you're angry.
Yeah,
parents suck.
A lot of anger.
Yeah. This is my favorite, by the way, like in the 90s, too, when kids were bad and on Jerry Springer, and then they try to use tough love against the kid who's already, like, fucked at home. Why are you so bad? It's like, well, because your parents suck. Why do you think they're so bad? It's not their fault.
Unreal.
Yikes. I'm sorry, kiddo. I'd adopt you if I could.
We got to go. Anything else you need to throw in there?
No, I love you. And I'm the alone champion.
Oh, my God. I love you. Bye, jeans.
Damn gross. Bert Kreisler is gross. Bert Kreisler is gross. Bert Kreisler is gross. Every time there is a dinner party, he is the host. Serving that hot pot roast with the butter on toast. And if he dishing out the food, you know he getting the most. Eating 22 hot dogs, no reason to boast. Triglycerides, lipids, and high glucose. Put the fork down, please. Diabetes is close. You thought you saw your feet, but you wasn't even close. You Bobaletti. Fatty Bobaletti. Your life, it's going down the tubes when you can't even reach to shave those pubes. You Bobaletti, fatty Bobaletti. I said you got four chins and a big old gut. She'll take a look at you, she'll never bust a nut. You Bobaletti, fatty Bobaletti. A Bert Kreisler is gross. I said he's so damn gross.